Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 25, 2026. The North Shore is still digging out, and the MIAA tournament is underway. Cloudy, breezy, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:43 p.m. Salem News is reporting that the final tally on snowfall from the overnight blizzard came in at around 15 to 16 inches in many communities on the North Shore, according to reports, but the drifts were far deeper, posing a much more strenuous task for residents to clear away the heavy, wet piles of snow on Tuesday. By Tuesday morning, only a small percentage of power outages caused by the storm had yet to be resolved, according to National Grid, down from more than 13,000 the previous morning. Officials had urged motorists to stay off the roads and work from home if possible during the hazardous driving conditions. Schools were closed for a second straight day, but were poised to reopen at normal for today. The Gloucester Times reports the day after the storm, reminiscent of the infamous blizzard of 78, blanketed Gloucester with 22 inches of snow. City employees and residents got out and about on Tuesday. Gloucester Public Works Director Mike Hale said crews who had been working to clear roadways since 10 p.m. Sunday were hoping Tuesday to clear school and municipal lots. The National Weather Service is predicting Gloucester could see another 1 to 3 inches of snow today. Hale said removal of snow downtown would allow the cars parked in school and municipal lots to return to the streets after the parking ban was lifted at noon on Tuesday. The city allows residents with no off-street parking available to park in those lots during snow parking bans. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
The city of Newburyport temporarily received more control over affordable housing projects when the state granted it safe harbor status for the next 2 years, according to Mayor Sean Reardon in today's Newburyport Daily News. Matt Petre writes the city, according to a statement Tuesday, received formal approval from the Massachusetts Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities to grant the city a 2-year certification of compliance with its housing productions plan, providing the city with safe harbor status under Massachusetts Chapter 40B. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Peabody girls basketball team opened the playoffs last night with a 57-33 win over Medford. Olivia Gaynor led the Tanners with a game-high 17 points. Tonight's local playoff schedule includes boys and girls hockey and basketball. Looking back at last weekend, the Gloucester High School wrestling team had some success in the D3 states. They were state runner-up. Max Thomas was an individual winner at 215. Aiden DeCoste at 138 pounds and Joe Allen, 175, took third-place finishes. The Coaches Association selected Matt Swanson as Coach of the Year, and its Assistant Coach of the Year was Kirk Benson. Celtics beat the Suns 97-81 in Phoenix last night. Tonight they play in Denver against the Nuggets. The Bruins return from the long Olympic break when they host the Blue Jackets tomorrow night. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.